The Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
It's amazing that I have all of these dials and sliders and knobs in front of me. You have two in front of you, and you've been messing them up all show.
Hey! We're feeding here just fine?
We are feeding just fine, apparently, according to our trusted technical director over here, Brandon, who's joined us in studio to see if he can fix our alleged skipping problem on the online feed. But
I think it's you guys just have too many listeners.
Yeah?
I think that's what it is.
Too many listeners is the
stop
problem.
Stop listening, people. Wait a second. What am I saying? Don't stop listening. Tell your friends.
Nope, people just have to start turning on their radios and turning off their internet.
That, or maybe it's just because donate to Sound FM so we can improve the equipment here. You know, if you donate more than $20, you get a tax receipt for it, because we are a charitable charitable organization here. So.
All right. All right, you're listening to the mod.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I wasn't sure if you had
turned on.
Are
you sure?
I didn't want to waste my breath, so I was waiting to make sure the microphones were on.
You just said I didn't want to waste my breasts.
No. All right! You've turned into the tuned into the Monoway Mono. Well, some people have.
If you were changing the channel on your radio.
That's what I was going to say.
And, like, turning the dial, then you could have turned into the Monoway Mono.
Which I think, great. Rolling Stones magazine isn't a bad magazine, right?
It's only singular there, Steel.
Rolling Stone magazine. This year. Absolutely.
There's been a knock on the door.
Let's
open it up. Let's see who's there. Is it the Pokeroo?
Hello?
Oh my gosh. No way!
It is the Pokeroo!
How's it going?
How are you?
Pretty good.
I thought I recognized you.
Right now, what is happening is DJ Steel has been recognized by the bass player for Rundown Royalty as having known him in a past life.
Oh, yeah.
This is really quite compelling radio right now. I wish there was a camera in here so I could share this experience with you, because it's quite awkward. It's amazing. www.soundfm.ca.
So, now, as we were alluding to before,
right
out and forthright said it.
That's right.
2 weeks ago, we had Sam Coffin there, Lungs in here.
It was a great show.
Place.
It was a lot of fun.
We had to come up with questions.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the questions.
That's right.
We had to gauge the responses and either go with the question.
That's
that
right.
Kind of went along that same theme or come up with a different question.
It's not like we could just go off a list. We had to shoot from the hip sometimes, and okay, so talking about strong second songs, it's funny that you segued into talking about strong second songs. Oh jeez,
that's what you gotta say about strong second songs, huh? You like that one.
That's what I gotta say about those. I cannot get over the smell of this microphone. It is disgusting. Maybe it's my breath that smells and then it's picking it up. I don't know. It's gross. It smells like someone shoved this microphone in their armpit. Okay, so here we go. My knockout punch, ladies and gentlemen, is this.
Put your nose right on it and smell that.
Oh. Disgusting. It's like someone, I don't know, like ate poo and then put their mouth around it. So
didn't just put it in their butt. They had to eat the poo first.
No, they
first.
Ate fecal matter and then like swirled it around and then put their mouth on the microphone. And I just put my nose on it. So now my nose is brown.
Nice. Yeah, that's how it went down. DJ Edrock won that one.
I may have got some sympathy votes, though, because of how much this microphone smells.
Yeah.
Well, so keep that in mind when you're voting this week, people, because this microphone still smells.
And you
hasn't gotten any better. In fact, it may be worse.
And you almost put your eye on it. That's why I was laughing earlier. So anyways...